Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture and all of the connections between them. This morning, as always, we have a fun and interesting guest helping us to understand our connections. Director of Partnership, Jasmine Sneed, works with Frederick Rescue Mission to closely build partnerships with all of us in the community. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. Good to be here, Rayshan.
It's good to have you here. Could you introduce yourself in your own voice so people can understand who you are?
Sure. I am Jasmine Sneed, and technically what I do at the mission is I'm the fundraiser. And normally I would say that's a job I would never take until I came to understand that it's really about people and developing relationships in the community. And that I do really well.
Community is a big part of the connections we always talk about. What is Frederick Rescue Mission?
Frederick Rescue Mission rescues people. So we're not on the critter side, we're on the human side, and we focus our efforts on hunger, poverty, and chemical addiction. So that would include meals for the homeless and working poor, groceries to those who need to stretch a dollar, no-cost men's residential substance use recovery, employment-focused housing program for women and children experiencing homelessness, in addition to other support services to help alleviate the poverty and difficulties that folks are going through.
That's a huge job. So let's break some of this down. One of the things that you talked about was meals and poverty. Is that different than food insufficiency, or does that work together with food insufficiency issues?
Definitely works together because people experience food insecurity in different ways. So we are one organization in our community, city, county, who are working and helping our homeless population. So there's a nice big circle continuum of care, each organization doing their part. One of our parts is to provide breakfast and lunch for these individuals. So these are folks who do not have cooking abilities. They do not have refrigerators and stoves in traditional housing. They may be in a tent camp. They may be staying in a partner agency's overnight shelter, different scenarios. And then, of course, there's those who need to stretch a dollar. And we consider them like those who are working but are experiencing financial difficulties. So we serve those meals 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We don't miss for weather. We don't miss for COVID. We don't miss for holidays. And so those folks, can, if they're working, then they can have their meal and they can go on to work. And we see a lot of that at breakfast time.
Where is the mission located?
Our main campus is at 419 West South Street. So we're in the main artery going into downtown Frederick. And our property is very historic. It was built in 1875 and was the former Frederick County Jail. When our jail moved and built its current facility in the 1980s, they sold this building to the mission for $10 under the condition that it be used for a recovery program for men, because our founding was as a flop house for men. So we've been in this building for 40 years. We've been around for 60, and we've repurposed the jail into residences and service areas, so bringing life to a place that wasn't so hopeful in its beginning. And then our shelter for women and children is on a separate campus due to safety and privacy for the women. It's also in downtown Frederick. And ironically, the manor home was the original police department, and there are jail cells in the basement. So if it doesn't have jail cells, we don't want the property.
There you go. Oh my goodness. But they're not used for jail cells anymore.
They are used for freedom, which is something we celebrate. You know, God even redeems buildings. He redeems people, and he even redeems buildings.
Oh, I like that.
We're seeing that every day.
I like that. So let's go back to the breakfast. You have a men's area and a women's area. Do both locations serve breakfast and meals?
Those programs, our men's recovery and our women's faith house program, they operate independently from our Bread of Life kitchen. So, of course, our residents have their breakfast and lunch and dinner. And just side note, the reason that the mission does not serve dinner is there's another agency just a couple blocks away that serves dinner to the homeless and working poor. So, again, continuum of care. But we have a separate dining room that can seat 150 people, upwards of that number, actually, for each breakfast and each lunch. Every day. We had 250 people for breakfast a day last week. That was extraordinary.
Wow. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And what I mean by that question, does it mean the level of numbers coming in expressing need is a reflection of the economy, or is that awareness of services that can be used?
I think the answer is all of the above. The fact that we have these robust services for those who are experiencing homelessness and poverty is a credit to Frederick County. We are an extraordinarily generous community. We are a collaborative community. Our organizations work together to make sure that we are serving holistically and not duplicating and not missing service areas. So yes, there is certainly a rise in need. And we always look at why, what's happening in the world. And I think we're still discerning a little bit of that concerning meals specifically. Do we have a new crop, if you will, of homeless individuals who have become newly homeless? So it's a little too new to answer that completely when it comes to meals specifically.
Thank you. That's a hard question. There's a segment of the population that supports Rescue Mission, and there's a segment of the population that uses services from Rescue Mission. Oftentimes, the two populations have very different impressions of what happens in a Rescue Mission. Some of our listeners may be exposed to such restaurants or cafeterias in a mission-like environment only through a television series. Can you help our listeners understand what they're seeing on TV versus what actually happens?
That's a great perspective to set for folks. What I hear comment-wise from those who have come in for services or come with me on a tour to see the mission in action is that it does not feel institutional. And that is intentional. We work very, very hard to love better. And what I mean by that is that we are intentionally relational. In an organization that serves 150 plus meals each time and gives out groceries to hundreds of people every day, it's very easy to feel transactional. Get them in, get them out kind of mentality. And so we are very careful to protect ourselves and our guests from that. So we build in volunteers and staff who are relating directly with our guests. So specifics to the meals, we have a team that we call table ministers, and their whole role is to eat and talk. They sit with our guests, they talk with them, listen to their stories, offer to pray with them, often help meet needs that might fall through the cracks. For example, someone experiencing homelessness gets a job, but it's quite far away and is difficult to walk or take the bus. There is not an agency in town that provides bicycles, but our team may be able to reach out to our network of generous people and provide a bicycle for this man. And that's a true story, actually. And not only did we get the bicycle for him, the helmet, the bike lock, all the things that he would need. Not only did we get one of those, we got two for another individual who kind of cropped up. So that's what happens in our table ministry environment. And that's just one example of how we are relational. And the environment that's cultivated, the dining hall is fresh. It is sparkling clean. It has bright decorations in it. We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate successes with our guests who come because our team knows them. And if they see someone new, they go over, I haven't seen you here. What's your name? And be relational and introduce. And so that sets an environment of community. And we really saw that during COVID, because in COVID, as you know, we had to comply with all those restrictions of limited seating and limited capacity and all of that. And our guests were really hurt by those regulations because they could no longer sit with their group of friends. They had to be separated. Sure. And they missed that opportunity to connect with their group. And that's what the mission provides, is this opportunity for connection.
The connection between humans and animals and all of the things that make life worth living is so important because it feeds the soul and it feeds the dignity and respect.
It does. And I will say our men's recovery program has been lobbying to have a mission dog for quite a while. So, and we've got some mission kitties outside who we feed and protect and take care of. So we're all about the critters too.
There you go. It's how everything connects together. And it's really quite important. When we come back, let's talk about how this work became important to you. Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.